Michael Lerner wrote a book for people with cancer who want to understand the many choices available in conventional medicine and alternative therapies. It's called Choices in Healing. Michael Lerner is the founder and president of Commonweal, a health and environmental research institute in Bolinas, California, which runs residential support programs for people with cancer. Lerner served as a special consultant to the Office of Technology Assessment of the U.S. Congress on its study of unconventional cancer treatments. He won a 1983 MacArthur Fellowship for his work in public health. Lerner says there seems to be a correlation between your personality type and the kind of therapy that will work best for you.
If you are a young woman with a woman in her 30s or 40s with breast cancer, and for you, you are really drawn to prayer, to a support group, to macrobiotic diet, to yoga or tai chi or qigong or whatever the practices are that attract you, to traditional Chinese medicine and so on, then in addition to whatever unknown or partially known specific benefits those therapies may have, the fact that it engages you, the fact that you are making choices that make sense to you, probably reduces stress, and stress is a known tumor enhancer, particularly in animal models, probably in human models as well, probably enhances immune function, does all kinds of good things if it makes sense. Whereas if, by contrast, say you are a 70-year-old woman with breast cancer who's always enjoyed her way of life, you know, say classical music and, you know, a diet with fish and meat and so on, and you develop this cancer and your son or daughter is pushing on you the same things that would make sense to the daughter or son, for you, these may be arduous, foreign, unhelpful approaches that you would only take on if you really had some certainty that for you it would really make a difference in your life. And so we don't know enough to recommend them. But my point is that we do know enough to say that the evidence on a lot of these things, while by no means certain, is very intriguing. It's very provocative. And 10 or 15 years from now, we may know enough about some of them to recommend them as useful adjuncts to standard medical care.
I just want to pass on some, I think, really interesting advice you give in your book, which is that if your 70-year-old mother has cancer and she's not into macrobiotics, instead of trying to force her to change her diet, visit her more often. That will probably do a lot more good.
Yeah, truly so. And in fact, that came from a young man who was actually a practitioner of macrobiotics who had a mother with cancer. And he was talking about how difficult it was for her to get her to go into this, which he was so committed to. And I said to him, you know, it might be helpful if you just went home more often. And later he called me and said, you know, that was really helpful advice.
I'm sure you learned a lot about cancer and its effect on a person and that person's family when your father, the writer Max Lerner, had cancer. And he was 77 when he got cancer. And what kind of cancer was it?
He was diagnosed first with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and following that with prostate cancer metastatic to the lung. Metastatic means it's extended, traveled to the lung. Prostate cancer metastatic to the lung is supposed to be a very, very poor prognosis. As you know, he lived for another 12 years to die at the age of 89. Both those cancers went into remission. He died of a completely different cancer. And I started this work because of him. I wanted to see if there was something I could find that would be of value to him.
When he was diagnosed with cancer, he was given, what, 6 months to live, I think?
It was unclear, but it was not a good prognosis. It was, a year, 6 months to a year, or maybe a little more. But they were not hopeful.
One of the questions was, should he get, was it radiation or chemotherapy?
Chemotherapy.
Chemotherapy. And, mm-hmm. And you were basically recommending against it.
I was recommending that he do whatever made sense to him, mm-hmm. But my own gut feeling was that given what I was hearing from the physician about the prognosis, it seemed to me that the sort of risk-benefit analysis was not great for the chemotherapy, and that had I been him, I would have chosen quality of life and probably not to do the chemotherapy. Now, as it turned out, the chemotherapy was enormously effective dealing with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and put it into lasting remission. It didn't come back. So, what I learned from my father, and it confirmed what I really most deeply believe, is there is no single right way to do this. And And in fact, what I started looking at complementary therapies to see if there'd be something of value to my father. He never used any of the complementary therapies I researched. And he believed that the chemotherapy offered him the best hope. So he took the chemo, and he went through a very difficult chemotherapy. He lost a lot of weight. He aged 10, 15 years. He'd been a very robust, vital 77-year-old man, and in a short period of time, he grew much, much older. But the chemotherapy was part of what saved his life.
Have you found that a lot of mainstream doctors will feel comfortable with patients who, in addition to taking the chemo or the radiation therapy, decide to take a nutritional approach or emphasize some, you know, mind-body type of therapy? Because you say to patients in your book, you say, if you're using an unconventional approach in addition to a conventional approach, something that you're very comfortable with, make sure you tell your doctor about it. You know, but I'm wondering if the doctor is going to tell you if you want to do it, fine. But personally, I think there's absolutely no reason to believe that's going to help you.
That's probably a pretty common response that doctors have. And I actually don't have too much difficulty with a doctor saying that, as long as he's saying, if you want to do it, fine. Mm-hmm. And if you want to do it, fine, is based on a real assessment on his part that this probably isn't going to do you any harm. I think that doctors who are open to this, and I really do believe there are more and more of them, if you just take psychological support groups, psychological support groups are now pandemic in healthcare, mainstream health systems across the United States. There are support groups for every kind of cancer in many, many mainstream centers. That's a change. It's come about because of patient demand. So I think the doctors are changing because the patients are changing, and the medical marketplace is driven by demand.
Michael Lerner is president of Commonweal in Bolinas, California. His book, Choices in Healing, is now out in paperback. Our series on the body and the mind will continue tomorrow. This is Fresh Air.